This is a good one. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, this is God's will for us. As we become Christians and as we embrace the Christian faith, this is what he wants for us. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? It means to increase in strength, to be enabled, or to be made strong. It's so neat because it doesn't say, finally, my brethren, be strong in your own might. Right? No, it's in his, not mine. I'm going to be enabled in his might. I'm going to be empowered. It's a force, a specially miraculous power is what the Greek translation is. An ability or an abundance. It's to be a meaningful, mighty work of God. Wow. So I'm going to be strong in the Lord. And then in the power of, not my might, but his might. Amen. And what does might mean? It means ability or forcefulness or power or strength. It all wraps up. He wants us to be strong and stand strong. Is that true? And do we have to do it on our own? No way. Just like grace. Grace is a gift freely given to us. Jesus paid the price, the same with his power and his enabling. He paid the price that we might partake of it. How foolish of us to look at that gift. It's put right in front of us for everything we need every day. It's put right in front of us, and it's stupid for us not to take that bow off and open it and embrace it to ourselves that we might walk more pleasing before him and pleasing with each other. Forgiveness is wonderful. His power is wonderful, and grace is just amazing.